showers of fire. They rain down on you, they rain down on me. There's clouds of hate and lights of desire. They call out to you, they call out to me, to me. We won't let them take control. Take control. You look to me, you're seeking answers. They all evade me as we become dancers in a show of deception, covering up our tracks, living in paranoia, watching each other's back. Get rid of the fear and don't let it rearrange. We won't let them take control. We won't let them take control. Why can't society change its ways? Seems how we're treated, we feel like slaves. Just can't get in and we just can't get out. Will they ever know what we're all about? Take control. We won't let them take control. It's an ample sky with showers of fire.
That was singer, songwriter, and guitarist Justin Kessel, as he was known at the time that he made this recording. The song called April Sky, the album called How It Was, and his name now, Justin Zelhart. Perhaps we'll find out later or not. He's actually one Justin who is not going to be on our radio show today. We have multiple Justins who are all participating in a show Saturday called Justin Palooza, which is a fundraiser for including the MS Art Auction, which we'll also hear about, benefiting the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. It's all happening at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign, Saturday night at 8 o'clock. This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly, and I appreciate your joining us for today's show. So Justin Palooza is the name of the show. There will be five different Justins involved. Justin Zelhart, as we just heard. Also, Justin Larkin, who bills himself often as Midas the Crow. Justin Tanaka, who bills himself as A Cool Hand. And also Justin Rondon, who bills himself as Justin Rondon. Plus, Justin Burchard, who is with us. But he's actually part of a band from Chicago called Facing Winter. And I thought we'd hear a little bit of the full band, or at least of the full band, to start things off before we go live in our studio and hear four Justins live on Live and Local. This tune from Facing Winter's CD called Seas Drain Into Space. The tune is called Moonshine. Thank you. That song was called Moonshine, and it was played by the band out of Chicago called Facing Winter, their CD called Seas Drain Into Space. And it featured Justin Burchard on the voice and also acoustic guitar, and Jeff Galuska, if I'm reading this, Galuska, this is difficult to read in this particular CD with the font they chose to use on drums, and Liam Doyle is the bassist. Facing Winter is one of the performance aspects of a fundraising event that's happening on Saturday at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign, starting at 8 o'clock. The event overall called Justin Palooza, because Justin Burchard, who's in Facing Winter, is one of five Justins who will be involved in this show. Two of them, parts of bands, and the other three are simply by themselves. I believe I had the information.
Yes, right.
This is a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective and Nightjar Promotions, both of whom are coordinated by Todd Durnell. I didn't write down his name because I always know Todd's name. Or Christopher Todd Durnell, as his email says. But there's also a second aspect of this event in that there will be the second annual art auction to benefit the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. And we have one of the artists involved with us as well. Her name is Ashley Freeland. So I guess putting the microphone on Todd Durnell first, thanks for letting me know about the event.
Sure.
I've known about three of these Justins, I guess. Two of them have been on our radio show. I don't think Justin Tanaka's been on a radio show before, on this one anyway. Where did you find the other two?
Well, I've known Justin Burchard for about 12 years now. I met him when I lived up in Chicago, and Facing Winter was one of the bands I promoted while I was up there. And they've been together for about 15 years now. So they're a great band, and they're real popular up in Chicago area. So I've known those guys for quite a while. And then I met all these guys when I moved down here, so as well as Justin Zellhart, who's also going to be playing.
And come to think of it, Justin Zelhart, or as he was known at the time, Justin Kessel,
yes,
was on this radio show.
Yes, he was here, I think, for the Christmas show, wasn't he? Or...
I think so. Yeah, there was a. We brought in a whole bunch of singer-songwriters, including at least one of you guys. I forget which bailed out, but one of you bailed out on the Christmas show because there were a bunch of local singer-songwriters that Todd had asked to write original Christmas songs.
Yes.
And that was sort of fun, so we did that over a couple of days. And we'll tell you more coming up about an event later this month, which is to say next week, because this month is almost over already. And we'll have a show having to do with that one too, which is kind of interesting, having to do with Bob Dylan. Well, it's been a pleasure to have both Justin Rondone and Justin Larkin on this show twice each, I think. What is the deal with Justin? How old are you guys?
I'm 21.
You're 21.
24. 20.
You're not a Justin. We have another guy who will introduce himself, but he's going to remain largely faceless because he doesn't have the right name. The reason I asked is I have a nephew named Justin who is contemporary with you all.
Sounds pretty
and
cool.
It must be. I mean, that must have been the name. Like 20 to 25 years ago.
Both the other Justins are in their 30s.
So. Oh, they are? Well, yeah, that shoots that theory.
It's a Justin melting pot.
Josh, I think, was a name that was current about 10 years before that. My other nephew managed to get that name. Well, we are going to hear from three of the Justins who are here live with their guitars. How's the show going to work? Are you going to have each one play a set and then be done, or go back and forth? Or?
No, we're gonna do it by set. So it's going to open with Justin Zelhart, and then Justin Rondone, Justin Larkin, who is Midas the Crow, and then A Cool Hand's going to play, and then Facing Winter will close out.
So A Cool Hand is a five-piece band that includes Justin Tanaka and the other person who is here with us.
Adam Howarter.
Adam, how do you spell that last name?
It's Howarter.
Howarter. Okay. Adam, who for today's purposes will be known as Justin. Well, why don't we just, we're just going to go in no formal way. We'll have somebody play and then somebody else play and somebody else play. So starting, why not, with Justin Rondone.
All right.
I don't know how many songs you each brought, but we have the hour, so we'll start with one and go from there.
Cool. Well, this is a song of mine called Old Man's Dream, and I'm Justin Rondone.
Old Man's Dream.
Of the three Justins.
Of the three Justins, yeah.
We'll it's still a working title, but that's what it is right now.
So this is a brand new song.
Well, no, but it's a flexible song at the moment.
At the moment, fair enough.
Okay. Oh.
I walked in on an old man who was dying. He listened to the world's most beautiful song. Whispered the words as he went along. He said, ooh, do 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 do. Was a newborn baby crying. He looked as the tears rolled down his face. And there stood his mother there beside him, singing a song for her baby. And she said, baby mine, she said, baby mine, don't you cry. They said, ooh, ooh, ooh. head on a pillow. So soft it didn't make no sound. The baby's face, it turned to mellow. The young mother, she was so proud. And I said, close the door for a while. I'm gonna sit and stay for a little while now. And we all said, I said, oh, 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 don't you go, don't you go, oh, oh, now, now. Looked onto his face and he was smiling. I said, oh, man, how are you today? He said, oh, son, I seen the skies and I'm sailing away, sailing away. I've got a sister and I'm a son. Oh, we're not here to hurt anyone. So let me go, let me go. Let me go home tonight, tonight, tonight. Walked in on an old man who was dying. He listened to the world's most beautiful song. And whispered the words as he went along.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got a nice audience in here today. Justin Rondon. Working title of that song, Old Man's Dream. Was this an old man you actually met?
Possibly,
or an imagined, or an
possibly.
Old man you dreamed
well, it's
up?
It's like, it's a man in a dream.
Of it, yours?
Or of somebody's.
Oh, you're one of those kind of songwriters. just isn't going to give it away one way or another.
It's not super specific, or it's like, it's supposed to be broad. It's supposed to be a broad thing, you know.
Open for interpretation.
Yeah, but, you know, not in a pretentious way, I guess.
Well, we wouldn't want to be on a pretentious in this particular program. Do you model your, maybe this isn't quite a fair question to put it that way. Do you have any in particular inspirations that affect your guitar playing?
Sort of. I think it's just because I'm self-taught, because I play in like a weird way, I guess. But like Dave Matthews plays like slappy, and there's this person called Emily Elbert who plays pretty slappy and stuff like that.
Slappy is what you're referring to, what you do with your left hand?
Yeah, or like that's sort of like.
Well, I mean, I ask because I mean you're a great guitar player, and you have a lot of intricate. Activity that goes on in your right hand.
Well, I started playing trumpet, so that's my theory on that, is so I can finger pick well. So
seriously.
Yeah. But so that, like doing the valves on that has made these fingers pretty.
Justin plays about every instrument there is.
Uh-huh.
He's a percussionist.
There are an awful lot of instruments. This is true? I don't think I heard this
well,
last
not
time
really.
You were here.
Or like, I just try, or I play. Try and play the drums sometimes and stuff.
He's recorded a bunch of his stuff and he plays every instrument on it. So
a lot of overdubbing and it's all named Justin. So you could call your own band Justin Palooza.
Yeah, it's kind of a Justin Palooza.
Which is what we're talking about on today's edition of Live and Local, a show called Justin Palooza that's happening on Saturday at 8 p.m. at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign. Five different Justins involved. In this, including Justin Rondon, who you just heard, and also Justin Tanaka, whose band called A Cool Hand that will be playing. So Justin Tanaka plus Adam Howarder, who's, did I say that right? somewhat.
Yeah, that's fine.
Someone, all right, we'll go with that. On bass, and who else is in the band?
Well, we have Michael Altergott. He is the multi-instrumentalist, and it was him and me are the oldest members of the band. And then we added our drummer, Charlie McCarthy. They live together in the dorms. Those three of us are engineers at U of I, or they graduated. I got one more semester. And then our lead guitarist is Jack Keating.
Okay, and so you'll all be at the event. What sort of music do you do collectively? I mean, would you throw it into some sort of pigeonhole?
No, it's our first album is coming out very soon, and we recorded kind of purposely in different genres to just kind of find a sound. And so I hope the album comes off with some sort of connecting theme. I think it does, but I would say that we're still kind of nailing down the sound that we want to go for.
And did you, it's just going to be the two of you right now. Is what you're going to play for us representative of some of what the full band does? Or when you do a duo, you do what you do something different with it?
Yeah, well, this album has songs that were all written by me, and I originally write them for acoustic, so they've transferred pretty well. So, yeah, we're going to play our songs.
So what do you want to do?
We'll do a song. We'll do Family Tree.
Can you show me my family tree? The one with the sheepskin pelisse. Oh, you lost it, did you not? Well, who the hell are you living for now? You done it now, you might have made. Lots of prayers in your hands. Losing my window to who I am. Shadow the pain. Return to the same. Yeah. Can you show me my family steed? One with the swordsman's seal. Oh, the GIs took it down. Well, who the hell are they stealing from now? You done it now. You might have been. Lots of pills in your head. Yes. Losing my window. Done it now, you might have made. Aren't you pains in your hands? Losing my window to a shadow the pain. Return to the same. 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 Return to the same.
was an interesting little clap from...
Golf clap. I'm trying to be respectful.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Justin Tanaka, along with bass player, I'm going to say it as many different ways until you tell me I'm actually saying it right. All right, Adam Howarter.
Yeah, that's good.
There you go.
That's it?
Good. Yeah,
okay,
sure.
All right.
That's right.
On the bass. So Justin on the guitar, vocal, and the writer of the song called Family Tree. They are two-fifths of the band called A Cool Hand, who are going to be participating in a show called Justin Palooza at the Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and they're playing live here on Live and Local. So you're the guy I haven't met before, one of the Justins I haven't met before. So give me a chance to tell us a little bit about how you came to songwriting and guitar playing and so on.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Bloomington originally, and I kind of been playing guitar since, I don't even, 10 maybe, I don't know, something like that. And then I was in a local band here when I first came here, Tall Tale, and we had a pretty good run and an album, and I played lead guitar, and I always wanted to be the singer, though, and that was kind of just what I wanted to do. And I took 2 years off, and that was kind of a void, and so then I found these guys and started writing, and yeah, I'm pretty new to songwriting, I would say, so...
So it took 2 years off from making music.
Music, yeah.
Yeah, at all. And what appeals about being the front man? I mean, I can imagine, but I can also imagine why one might want to just slink into the background.
Yeah, no, there's all types for the band. But yeah, I like attention. And I like singing. Singing is my first passion, yeah.
And do you have any, sort of similar question to Justin Rondon, but do you have any particular, not mentors, but idols or people whose singing style you especially enjoy? Because your singing style is a little different from your speaking style.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
That's true of both of you guys so far.
Yeah. I really like everything. I would say singing-wise, I tried to do Freddie Mercury, but of course no one really can.
And good luck with that.
But yeah, but no, him and Jeff Buckley, and then I really like soul. I like Ray Charles a lot. I could probably sing anything on his anthologies, maybe some James Brown in there if I had to be honest. But yeah, I try to like. I don't know. Yeah, try to bring the soul edge to that, I guess. We're trying to write that way, too, a little bit, maybe.
So this first album of A Cool Hand that's coming out soon-ish might reflect all those?
Yeah,
or at least
I would say.
Now that our listening audience knows, they can listen into all the songs and see who they hear.
Sure, yeah.
But I assume that, what did you say, 24 or something like
yeah.
that you are? This will all eventually come together into your voice that you're really comfortable with.
Exactly. I think that's how it works for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The show, called Justin Palooza, features five Justins, three of whom are in our studio live today. And we're going to hear the next one. And then we'll hear a little bit from one of the artists who's also involved in another aspect of this show that's happening on Saturday. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our program is made possible with support from the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, announcing the 2013-2014 season featuring El Nora, the Guitar Festival, Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Diavolo, Nathan and Julie Gunn and Friends, the Joshua Redman Quartet, and more. Tickets are on sale Saturday, August 10th at 10 a.m. Of course, it's all been officially announced, and we'll have our official announcement of the Krannert Center season when director Mike Ross and comes on to our show on Monday. So we'll be hearing about that and also hear some recordings from some of the people who will be featured throughout the Krannert Center season. Justin Larkin is our next Justin. He often, if not exclusively, bills himself as Midas the Crow. Are you doing both kind of alternately, or are you mostly Midas?
It's been mostly Midas so far, but I'm thinking about doing a lot more stuff just under my own name because I feel like the Midas the Crow thing is just kind of confusing everybody. So I might just start doing more solo gigs and have the Midas the Crow thing be like solely with accompaniment whenever I'm performing.
So
or
that
something.
Could be your band name.
Yeah.
Do maybe. I detect a different guitar from what you had last time you were in here? Or not?
I know that I brought my other guitar one time that I played here, but...
Because this looks shiny and new and fancy, yes, and everything.
Her name is Eleanor. She's my lady.
Not to be confused with Elnora, the guitar festival, which I mentioned is going to be happening this fall at Cranham Center.
Yes.
This is Eleanor. Justin Larkin, what are you going to do for us today?
Well, I wrote a new song recently called Silent Deceiver, and I'm going to play it for you lovely people. I hope you like it. Silent deceiver, your true voice is heard. You have cast a believer's face in the dirt. She was all you could ask for. She was all that you need. Once the breath in her lungs, now the blood that she bleeds and bleeds and bleeds. No, she won't forgive you. You have planted a seed.
Justin Larkin, live in our studio here on Live and Local, his song called Silent Deceiver, brand new and apparently. Justin, when you first got to town, I mean, almost literally within a week or two, I think, you were on this radio show. I forget who. I think our sound engineer, Mike Pritchard, had met somebody who had met you and said he's a good...
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good. And I thought pretty good was an understatement once you actually came in. And so this is your third time now, and I've only heard a few songs, but and this one is definitely a little more bitter sounding than those other ones. But yeah. I'm just kind of curious if how you would assess your development as a songwriter, even in these number of months, or what has it been, a year since you've been in town? I don't remember.
It's honestly almost been a year now, yeah. And it hasn't really felt like a year at all. I think, like, I'd never really done the solo thing until I moved here. So, like, being in a completely new environment and doing something I'd never done before, like, I think at first, because I was in, a really hard rock band before I moved here, I was going for, like, the complete different. So I was doing, like, the really, like, tender singer-songwriter kind of thing. But, I mean, I do like a lot of rock music, and I feel like the last few songs that I've wrote brought a lot more of that influence back into what I'm doing, instead of just singing, like, I don't know, bleeding heart songs.
Enough of that sappy songwriter stuff. That
I mean, I'm a pretty cheesy guy, but I
not mean, that I would say the songs I've heard you do were sappy, but I'm just sort of twisting your own words around.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like some of the songs are a little sappy, and maybe, I don't know, I just felt like doing something different with that one.
That's a great song, and really
thank
well
you.
Rendered. Nice guitar playing as well. You're listening to Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we're talking about a show that's happening in downtown Champaign on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. It's called Justin Palooza, with five different Justins, including two bands with a Justin in them, and then three solo Justins. Specifically, the three guys we've got here, Justin Tanaka, who's in the band called A Cool Hand, Justin Larkin, who we just heard, who builds himself often as Midas the Crow, and Justin Rondone as well. And then Justin Zellhart will be on there playing solo, and Justin Burchard in the Chicago band called Facing Winter. Also, the other aspect of Justin Palooza is the second annual art auction for multiple sclerosis to benefit the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. So proceeds for the art that is sold will go to that benefit. The cover charge will go to the musicians who are playing, which seems fair enough. And we have one of the artists whose work will be shown at the art auction with us. Her name is Ashley Freeland, and otherwise I'll let her introduce herself, because I met her just now. I didn't know you were going to come, and I don't know what information I might have found out, so tell us something about yourself.
Well, as far as the auction goes, this is my second year holding it, obviously, second annual.
So you're the coordinator for the auction?
Yes, yeah. Okay. I've done the walk last year. I'm doing the walk again. It's
the walk
called
is?
The Challenge Walk. It's in St. Louis. They have these walks all across the country, so. But I'm going to the one in St. Louis, and it's 50 miles in 3 days. It's a little intense.
Also benefiting.
Yeah, so along in conjunction with the walk, you have to raise a minimum amount of funds. Last year, your first year, it's $1,000, and this year I have to raise at least $1,500. So I'm hoping to make more than the minimum, but we'll see. Last year I had the auction and we made $500, or a little more than $500. So I heard all this music just now, and I'm so lucky that they let me tag along with their event, because hopefully we'll get lots of people coming and they can check out the art by all the artists and hopefully bring their money and make some bids on stuff that they like.
Do you want to say anything about your own art?
My art, it's usually organic kind of stuff. I like to paint women, girly things.
So organic meaning?
I like to paint, like, flowery nature kind of things. But I have a set that'll be at the show. It's four different paintings, and they're all dancing women with the seasons. So I have a winter, fall, summer, and spring girl, and those will all be for auction on Saturday.
So you have to get the guitarists in the room to play Vivaldi's Four Seasons along with it or something.
Yes.
Start practicing, gentlemen, if just in case you want to take that up. Who are the, and there's some other, at least three other artists also going to be showing at this?
Yeah, we've had more and more artists slowly saying they'll participate and make some donations of their work. The one that's been most involved is Ryan Fraser. His art is really awesome. I'm always impressed by what he can do. And he's going to be making live art at the show, so that'll be something to look for. And I'll be doing some, like, caricatures of people if they want them done for, like, $5 or something like that. But, yeah, Fraser's stuff is really cool. And then we have Heather Grossi is coming down from Chicago. Her art is really, really awesome as well. My boyfriend's donating some prints that he's making in Photoshop and Illustrator. And then...
And his name is?
Dirk Bradley. And we have Mike Love is going to donate a couple pieces. Stephen Cunningham and Monique Henslick. I think that's everybody.
Okay, so what's that, 7 or 8 artists involved?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So that's the second annual art auction benefiting National Multiple Sclerosis Society, curated, I guess we could say, by Ashley Freeland.
Yes.
Part of the show that is called Justin Palooza, presented by the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective, who have weekly events, pretty close to weekly events, at Clark Bar in Champaign on Tuesdays. And... it's all going to happen at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign at 8 o'clock. Oh, I started to say, I interrupted myself. Champaign Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective and Nightjar Promotions presenting this combined event. Well, the time is actually passing rather quickly. Let me say before we come back to Justin Rondon that tonight at 7 o'clock here on FM 90.9, we'll be airing, as we do every night, our evening concert. Tonight is the Los Angeles Philharmonic, conducted by former music director Zubin Mehta, in an overture by Mozart, Dvorak's Seventh Symphony, and Hindemith's Matthias der Mahler, or Matthias the Painter Symphony. It's at 7 o'clock tonight, the evening concert here on FM 90.9. So we'll go a little more quickly down the line as we have these guys lined up in our studio. Justin Rondon, what do you want to do next?
And what's
the story behind the song? Oh,
well, I do want to step back and, I guess, kind of retract a statement I made earlier and resubmit it.
Regarding the previous song
so
called Old Man's Dream?
It definitely is very, very, very specific, but it's specific in a broader selection of songs that has more meaning to it that it relates to. So the song is part of something more specific, but the song itself is meant to be more broadly interpreted.
And you're proposing this is what you just said as being more informative than what you said earlier?
Yes. Well, I mean, I'll plug myself here, and I just finished recording some stuff of my own, and I put it online for free. You can, like, look on Facebook and look at my name or go to justinrondon.me, www.justinrondon.me, and you can find it all there. It's Champaign Autumn's Day. It's an album thing. So it's part of that, but the song isn't super specific.
Okay.
But
Rondon, by the way, spelled R-O-N-D-O-N.
Oh, yeah, R-O-N-D-O-N.
What are you going to do now?
This is a song called Protest Song.
This is my protest song. Don't get my message wrong. We've worked too hard, too long, and now the storms are coming. You look and say, hey, you there. Got any bread to share? He says no, so you go yell and moan. You don't know he's poor too. Not so poor, little old Jew.
Why is the world so cruel? Killing her with our fuel. Not too keen on being clean, so in between all of the dreams they fall through. What more can I tell you? You stop and say, hey, let's shout. That's not what it's all about. Well, keep your cool, then you rule the one fool that you know you care about. You stop and say, hey, oh, let's yell. Others can go straight to hell. Well, now I'm tired, took my fire, flicked the flame. Now I'm all burnt out. Oh, what to do now? This is my protest song. Don't get my message wrong. We've worked too hard, too long, and now the storms are coming.
Justin Rondon, excuse me. Justin Rondon's protest song, live in our studio here in Live and Local. He's going to be among the Justins at Justin Palooza Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Mike and Molly's downtown Champaign, and we're very happy to have three of them here live in our studio, including Justin Tanaka, who is also here with Adam Hoarter, the bass player of a five-man band called A Cool Hand, and that band will be participating in the show on Saturday as well. What do you guys want to do next?
We'll do Nightlife.
Nightlife.
Nightlife, yeah. A little different.
Thank you. Nightlife, Justin Tanaka, singer, songwriter, guitarist, with Adam Hoarter on the bass. Together, they are part of the band called A Cool Hand, who will be at the Justin Palooza Saturday night at 8 o'clock. You told me you're a graduate student. Was it engineering?
No? Two grad students. I have one more semester.
You have one more semester.
I took several years off, but yeah.
Until you're a graduate student?
Yeah, undergrad. We'll be done in December.
But do I remember engineering right?
Nuclear engineering.
Yeah. So, which way are you going to go? Songwriting or engineering?
I don't know.
Is it seriously? Either one is an option?
I dropped out thinking I was just going to do music. And then I was like, I almost have the degree, so let's just get it.
You might as well at least finish. You could make a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
But it's either, interesting decisions one has to make.
Yeah.
When you have certain things burning in your soul, right?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
In whichever way you go.
Thanks.
Justin Larkin, last and not least, Midas the Crow. What do you want to do?
Well, there's a song that I wrote. It's so new, I don't even know what to call it yet.
Okay.
So I'm going to call it Song. And I'm going to play it for you guys. It goes like this. Just kidding. Sorry. Okay, now we're going. Another day ends with the sunrise. Another night out on the town. Streetlights dancing, the moment's trance. The world is in my hands without you. The radio station is bleeding. Caught somewhere in between the sound. Waves of static and broken habits come crashing down. Another reason goes unspoken. Another truth falls on deaf ears. Product you sell, I can say I'm doing swell without that cloud raining on me anymore. Just another hook for me to sing. Deep in your ears, I hope it rings. But the negativity the
as yet untitled song by Justin Larkin, Midas the Crow, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Thanks to Justin Larkin, Justin Tanaka, Justin Rondon, and Adam Hoarter, all performing for us live here on Live and Local. They'll all be participating in the show called Justin Palooza, Saturday night at 8 o'clock at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign. Thanks to Todd Dernal, who coordinates the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective and is Nightjar Promotions, for putting the show together. And thanks to Ashley Freeland for coordinating the second annual Multiple Sclerosis Art Auction, which will be simultaneous with this event on Saturday night. And I'll mention just really briefly, coming up on Saturday, May the 25th, Todd is presenting Bob Dylan's 72nd Birthday Bash, also at Mike and Molly's in Champaign. A bunch of local singer-songwriters going to be channeling Bob Dylan. I guess we'll find out all about that on Tuesday's Live and Local for some live singing on the show as well. And on tomorrow's Live and Local, we'll welcome back the fabulous guitar duo of Andreas Kapsalis and Goran Ivanovich, who are up in Chicago. They're going to be performing locally as well, so I'm really looking forward to that. Thanks all for coming in, and best of luck for a great show on Saturday.
Thanks for having us.
I'll just mention really quickly a couple other things you can go see and hear live in our listening area tonight. Champaign Park District's Youth Theater is presenting Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the Virginia Theater in Champaign tonight at 7 o'clock. Sonny Stubble is the Cowboy Monkey in downtown Champaign tonight at 10 o'clock. Beck and Jeff are at Walnut Street Winery in Rochester tonight at 7 o'clock. Dave Luttrell is at the Creek Pub and Grill in Chatham tonight at 8 o'clock. And it's Matt and Maddie at the Boondocks in Springfield tonight at 8 o'clock. This is 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. We are a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local. Join us again tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and stay tuned next for All Things Considered from NPR. It is 5 o'clock.